Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. And we're back on a Tuesday.
Hello.
Hello, Natty Waters. So happy to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So, it's only been a few weeks since you've been here.
Yeah.
But you've been making up some ground when it comes to Sons of Anarchy. But we'll get to that in just a moment.
Okay, yes.
I want to talk about our Twitter account, because that has been my main focus.
Okay.
Over the last couple of weeks, it was pointed out to me that we really had minimal action on Twitter, and that was my bad.
Yeah.
So I've started trying to reach out and discover people.
Okay.
And I found some really awesome podcasters out there, and Steve made a good point where podcasters listen to other podcasters.
Sure.
Do you listen to other podcasts?
I do.
What other podcasts do you listen to?
Put
you on the spot.
Sorry. No, I recently I've been listening to WTF. I will shorten it.
That is a long podcast.
I love Mark.
But it is a very popular one.
I guess with his guests, he's very articulate with mm-hmm. the way that he presents them, especially with musicians that he brings on. Like,
yes.
he kind of tries to make it a point of not being, the fandom, typical fan. He, kind of asks them and talks with them about, their experiences with music as far
and
as,
And that's huge.
Yeah, it's really great. Not to, blow.
It's a good.
More.
If you're looking to get
ego.
Into that type of industry, it's a good, example of an interview. That's yeah. not going to be your typical, hey, when's your new album out? Hey, what's your favorite song on the album?
Right.
What inspired this?
Who's terrible to work with?
And, right.
That type of stuff. But it he's funny. He's just hilarious. And the way that he empathizes with the storytellers when they come mm-hmm. on, I love it. And the other one that I have been listening to lately is the Bill Burr.
Okay, I haven't listened to that one.
He's another comedian. He's okay. a comedian from Boston, and he's just hilarious.
That Northeastern humor is awesome. Typically, it's that dry humor.
Oh, yeah.
I love the dry humor.
He goes on rants other, and then he'll top it off with a hilarious joke.
Nice.
I giggle to myself at
Bill
work.
Burr?
Bill Burr. B-U-R-R.
Okay.
So.
I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah.
I have found a couple that I really like. Hillbilly Nerd Talk is a couple. I think they're out of Kentucky. Their website gives minimal information about who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what they look like. And that drives me insane. I want a visual. I want a visual, Hillbilly Nerd Talk. But it's this couple. They just sit down and talk about their lives. But they're smart. And they're intellectual. And they're actually gamers.
Okay.
Which I'm not a gamer. So I can't relate to that.
Yeah.
But... they're just adorable. And nice. Then another one that I have been obsessing over is PK and DK. It's another couple.
Hmm.
I don't know. Steve's like, what's your thing with men and women podcasts?
Well, I mean, it sounds like, it's something that you and Steve do together. So.
Right. But I like PK and DK because, one, they have a video. They have, several cameras in this small room, which is probably a closet turned into a studio.
Okay.
And he is... I think he's from the radio industry. I don't know what she does exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm new to the podcast. But they have video and they have great audio, and it's every Wednesday at a certain time. You can watch, and there's a chat room. You can talk.
Oh, really?
And I find that interesting because they respond to people that are chatting with them about what they're talking about.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's a goal.
Yeah.
It's a goal for two girls and a bottle of wine.
There you go.
I was just talking to Steve about that before you showed up. I was like, we need cameras and we need a chat room, and we are not stepping it up.
So I'm
the bar's up here with PK and DK.
right on. I'll have to check those out. I love, I'm a really big, just huge music fan. So as much as I can at work, which is pretty much all day, I can listen to music.
I'm so jealous of you.
But lately, I've been getting into the podcast just because it breaks it up a little
bit. It's an intellectual stimulation as opposed to music.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice to kind of hear other people's insights or different
takes
on life.
And what they're talking about.
Yeah. Or what spurs their interest. Some people aren't really into Hollywood, but they'll take another story out of the media and just, give their...
I think I have an obsession.
It's, you
I
know.
Think for, like, I should probably buy all of you guys, like, a subscription to Entertainment Weekly, just so we could all meet. Because I was speaking to someone about this. I don't have anyone really in my life that has their finger, like, no one else really cares that the AMAs, the American Music Awards, were on Sunday. I was glued to the television.
Oh, nice.
Like, it was a presidential election or something. I'm like, ooh, Taylor Swift, Blank Space, yay.
Did you watch that video?
The video is amazing.
She's psycho.
But it made you think she's psycho, but is she really?
I didn't listen. I listened to the song, but I didn't, like,
the video.
Take it into depth. But it was funny because I stumbled upon it through a YouTube.
Her marketing people are amazing because she's everywhere.
Well, it was like a parody about her last three ex-boyfriends.
Yeah.
kind of doing that director's cut or what is that called? When you watch like a music video or a film with the director and the actors commenting on it. The commentary. There you go.
Yes.
So
it's kind of like a reality TV show where they're like, you see the Kardashians do this and then you have the Kardashian commentary.
Well, yeah, more so like on the extra scenes DVD where you're watching the film. You don't see the directors or anything, but you hear their voices kind of picking apart the scenes.
Gotcha.
Well, so I was watching this video where it was just these, I mean, they were voice actors, of course, but they were just talking about how much they missed Taylor and then how she got into like the psychotic scenes. They're like, oh, wait. Now I remember why we're not together. It was so funny. It was, but yeah.
I don't know her. I don't. But I really think she has a sense of humor to have to deal with all of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Or she would have gone off the crazy train and like checked into rehab already. Because all that crap about like, wasn't the Jonas brother first? And then there's been a whole trail of Taylor heartbreaks.
All I really know is... that people kept picking on her for...
I need to give you Entertainment Weekly or something. Or like Us Weekly, because half the stuff I know is like, is it real? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. It's all perceived differently through different eyes. Everyone's going to believe their own side of the story and whatnot. But it just, when I watched that video, it was like, wow.
How's your Doritos commercial? Can you monitor the like voting? Do you know where you guys are?
I think it closed on...
For the Super Bowl?
I think so.
This is November. The Super Bowl's in
February? Usually, yeah. But I think rating it and voting for it, it closed like a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
I think.
There for a while, I was doing it consistently, and then it kind of trailed off of my radar. I'm sorry, Natty.
It's okay.
Good.
I think I can't say this on the microphone.
Okay.
I voted for it, I think, one time.
Oh,
but
my
I've
gosh.
Been I've so, been so busy in my own personal life.
I was like, how am I supposed to expect her to like? Ah, I should vote. Yeah.
Right. Mm. You should erase that out of the podcast when we're done.
Okay.
But just
8 minutes and like, 30 seconds. Just remind me
a huge beep, like I was cursing or something.
Kind of like watching the AMAs.
That's
it was like every once in a while, like the rappers would get on and hear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They don't edit it for.
They edit it, but it's like a blank space. Back to Taylor, where it's like beep.
Hmm.
Have you ever heard like when they cuss on television?
Yeah.
Where it like goes this like blank. Like a blank.
Uh-huh.
Like you can't hear. It feels like your TV's cutting out.
I feel like I haven't heard that in a while, though. I feel like...
you should go like back to the AMAs.
Back in the... I want to say the 90s. I remember... I guess I don't have a real good gauge as to the last time I heard it. But I feel like maybe the...
remember the Kid Rock song?
Which one?
Cowboy Baby. I don't know the actual... I'm a cowboy baby.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
one part of that song where it always does that. That's what I relate it to.
Hmm.
Do you remember what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. I had a big... Yeah, Kid Rock crush for a minute.
Ew.
Yeah. Not appearance-wise, but I liked his songs.
And he then was, they yeah, he
overplayed
was cool.
Picture.
He was cool.
He was cool. You don't have to lie.
No, I'm serious. Like, in the early, what, 2000s? Mm-hmm. Like, all that.
Yeah, it was, like, 2002.
And I was into rock back then. Like, heavy
So
rock.
Is that... See, I'm bad with genres. I don't know what... I know what country is. I know that no one I know really likes country. Mm-hmm. But the other stuff, the rock, rap, pop stuff kind of... I get, like, it's all about the bass is probably pop. I love that song.
No. My mom came in and she's like, Natalie, I have to play my song for you. So she puts it on play. My sister and I are like, oh my God, no.
She performed, Meghan Trainor, the girl that sings that, she performed that with Miranda on the CMAs. And it was adorable just because I love Miranda.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And you're just like.
Yeah, I'm so glad. No, it's just, it's one of those songs that it just gets in your head. It's like that.
I know. It gets.
That Call Me Maybe.
I know, but I didn't like that song. I thought that was stupid. I don't know why they're two different songs in my world. What do you think of Ariana Grande?
My daughter really likes her.
She has an amazing voice.
She's so annoying on the Disney Channel.
I didn't watch...
And I like, I don't mean to. I mean, it's definitely a character, but it's just.
I think she's adorable.
She is cute. She's absolutely cute.
And she has a good voice.
Every
time I see her perform, I'm like, that's why I like her.
Yeah.
But then, yeah. I could see her being annoying. She's kind of like a little mouse.
Well, I think it's just the way that her character is written out in one of the Disney shows that my daughter watches. It's just like, ugh.
That's where she got her start.
I see.
And then her brother is a YouTube guy that has, like, millions of followers. Mm-hmm. And he was on Big Brother, which is my summer crush. The Big Brother reality television show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I don't watch that either.
Okay. Nobody does.
I'm
nobody
so
does.
Bad
like,
in this the pop culture of today.
And that's how most of my co-hosts are.
Really?
And it brings me down. Like, you guys bring me down to earth and get me out of the, like, Hollywood world that I don't live in, but sometimes I feel like I do.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's definitely fun. I have that, like, I kind of flirt with that Hollywood, trying to get to know the actors, because I don't know if I've told you this before, but I really, for a while now, like, I'll get on IMDb and I will kind of follow through what people have done, and I love figuring out who was in what and with what directors, and
it's a whole web.
I think I shared this last time. I have a credit on there now.
What? Whoop, for what? Whoop. Congratulations. I want to be on IMDb. For what?
It was for an independent film that I helped on set with. So
that's awesome.
So just
you'll have to send me the link and I'll share it on our Facebook page.
Awesome, I will. But just kind of glorify, like, say you wrote articles and one of your articles would be featured in Entertainment Weekly or something. That's kind of how it was for me.
Gotcha.
So
that's exciting.
But yeah, I don't know. I like when I'm really interested in someone, I'll go and look up their history or what projects they were working on, or
and I need
like
to be
that type
better
of thing.
About that. Even though I'm obsessed with the Hollywood thing,
mm-hmm.
Steve will start talking to me about actors' names, and I'll be like, "Who?" And he has to like say, "Well, so and so in that movie, like their stage name." Oh, okay, gotcha.
Oh, nice.
If it's beyond Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Matthew McConaughey, Charlie Hunnam, I'm kind of like,
oh, yeah.
Who?
Like, kind of the people have been the staple for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So I got to work on that. And Carrie McLeod, who is on the podcast, she was on the podcast last week.
Sure.
When she first started doing the podcast, she was like, I don't know anything about Hollywood. Uh-huh. Don't even talk to me about it because I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure.
So I'm like, fine, I'll take out Hollywood Happenings. That's fine.
Aww.
And she's really been trying. And last week she's like, I have more Hollywood knowledge. And I was like, okay, what you got? She's like, well, I discovered IMDb.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's
not current
news.
I was listening to that today, actually, because I wanted to wait to hear.
To have it fresh.
Yes. Well, more so because I hadn't caught up with Sons of Anarchy when premiered last week.
Spoiler alert, coming up in like 2 minutes.
Yeah, when you premiered last week's podcast, I was like, I can't listen to this right now. But when she said IMDb, you know.
I hadn't even heard of the website until I started hanging out with Steve.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a dangerous place sometimes.
Drinking game for two girls and a bottle of wine. Every time I say Steve, do a shot. Because I feel like I've said it like 5 times.
That's okay.
This is two girls, not wrinkled sheets.
It's okay.
All right.
He's home, so.
He is. He's been gone for a while.
You're relishing in that right now.
I am. Okay, so speaking of Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
When we started, you started on the podcast, you were like, yeah, I've watched. And you were like season.
It was when Opie died.
That I don't even know.
That was two or three seasons ago.
Yeah. It was quite a while ago, so I had to like be like, whoa, okay, let's not talk about this because I'm afraid I'm going to ruin your Christmas, you know, your Sons of Anarchy Christmas.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
But you're caught up now.
Yeah.
We only have 2 episodes left.
I know.
I am so sad. And they're not playing one tonight.
I saw that.
It was so funny when I came home from work. Steve, do a shot, said, oh, it's Tuesday. It's Sons of Anarchy Day. I was like, not this week, babe.
No.
Not gonna happen.
Have to wait.
Yeah.
Which is good because if something really terrible were to happen, it might ruin my holiday.
Oh.
I'm kind of at peace with it, though. I'm kind of glad that this show is finally gonna be over with because every time I watch it.
It's so stressful.
It's so gut-wrenching and you're like, what is going to happen next? And
I know.
You've empathized with these characters all these years and now finally.
Like, what's going to happen with Juice? Don't kill Juice. He has gone through so much. He tried to kill himself. It didn't work.
I know.
He has been everyone's, like, sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, what's your guess for the end of Sons of Anarchy? What is Kirk Sutter going to do on that final episode? What's your guess?
I don't know.
You don't have any?
I mean, one way or the other. I know.
Gemma's out.
I hope so, but at the same time, like, I almost wish she would just rot in jail.
Really? See, that might be your actual, like, reality thinking.
Well, I'm more so because if they kill her.
She doesn't have to deal with all of the crap she's done.
Yeah, she doesn't have to deal with any of the agony that she's caused everyone. I mean,
she has been the worst character on this show.
Right.
Jax and his group may have killed a lot of people, but hers have been so personal.
Well, and she's the one that brought everything on this season, and so many people have died. You know, because not that they're all innocent, but
yeah,
that it was all for the wrong reasons that they were all killed off. So
the last episode, when Juice and Jax were talking in jail, did you see Jax's eyes? They were glowing.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, do you think that was legitimate? Like, they did that on purpose? Like, it just felt like he was, like, the magical sun. When I was like, stop this. Like, I hadn't drank a drip of alcohol. And I'm like, what is wrong with my eyes?
Mm-hmm.
And it just looked magical. Did it not? Or am I getting too into the show?
No.
Do I need to take a step back?
I know what you're saying. I think that's how his eyes have been the last couple of episodes, in all honesty. I think he's such a good actor in portraying this hurt and lost soul.
He is.
He just completely owned into the character that he was face to face with the person that knew the truth. And it was magical. And at the same time, like, thinking with the film aspect that I'm at, I always pick apart a scene with, like, I can see when the camera's moving or.
Steve's the same way. Shot.
Yeah. So, I mean, I watched the afterword, the Sons of Anarchy afterword. And basically what Theo Rossi, who plays Juice, probably just made a big noise. So basically what he said was they kind of grew apart in the show.
Yes.
So when they came together. Like,
for that
scene. They didn't really rehearse it. They just. We're like, we're good to go.
Again,
and
goosebumps.
And then they just shot the scene. And just probably what was built up, I mean, you have to assume that these guys actually have to get into character, and maybe they did actually avoid each other in real life so that they could
kind of... Because you come from that world, that acting that, world.
What is that called?
The animosity that...
Yeah. The... It's an R word, and it's not coming to my mouth right now. But yes.
Okay. I'm not catching that R word.
That's okay. But yeah, it's so... It just... That scene was... It was pretty intense, I feel.
So you have no predictions?
I'm just going to write it out.
Okay.
I've caught up, you know, like Carrie was saying last week, she said she did 89 episodes in 2 weeks, and here I am thinking, yeah.
Yeah, you guys went from zero to, I'm ready to talk about it, and I'm like, whoa.
So wait, did she start from the beginning?
You guys are both very similar in the fact that when you both started doing the podcast with me, you were like, yeah, Sons of Anarchy. I think Carrie was like, yeah, that looks like a show I would like.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, but I'm several seasons behind. And I was like, once I can't talk about it.
Once they killed off
it's like sitting on your hands.
You know, I stopped watching it for a while.
That was intense. I didn't watch, like, I can't watch the violence. But... I think Kirk Sutter does it in a way where people like me know when to turn away. Like, I can tell when it's going to get violent. And I'm like, let me know.
I had no idea, though, with Gemma and Tara. I had no idea that was coming.
I felt the tension. Like, Gemma was going to go off.
Yeah, I didn't.
I think I did see the beginning of that one. And I was like, bam, cover over the head. I believe I was in bed at the time when I was watching that. And I was just like, of course, it's the season finale.
Right.
Why am I not surprised?
Right.
But yeah. So we'll have to talk about that once
when it comes
the final
around.
One comes out. Anyway. Woo. All right.
Yes.
Woman Crush of the Week. It's time.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Awesome. Let's do it.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
So I guess what I was saying earlier is I'm not... so unprivy to like Hollywood.
You're not the only one. I promise.
Like, listening to your podcasts again.
Our podcasts.
And talking about like the holidays coming up. Mm-hmm. I think my women crush would go out to those women that are hosting for the holidays.
Right.
I think just bringing back those traditions that you loved as a child. Trying to put that in put that forward to kids that are around you, just to kind of keep that going. Like my sisters and I, we always try and own a holiday so that my mom doesn't have to.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So my mom doesn't have to do all the work, and she doesn't have to constantly keep her house clean so that, you know, a bunch of people can come in and trash it again and, you know.
Right.
So that kind of stuff. But I definitely have a lot of respect for women that host such a huge event,
mm-hmm.
Especially when, you know, I always feel like work is so crazy around the holidays.
It is. Like, this week it feels like they're pushing 5 days into three.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just
every time you have one day off, it's just...
you have to make up for it
extra
on either
work.
End.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, just having the stress of all of these outside pressures, and then, you know, putting on a happy face and just, you know,
baking
presenting
a turkey.
Yeah, you know, which is awesome because holidays are always fun to gather around.
They
with
are,
her, but
it's memorable.
It's always such a build up getting ready for it.
Did you have a staple? Like, was it always your mom that did that hosted the holidays? Or did you have a grandparent?
She at least had both of my. I guess it kind of went the way that we're doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
We would either go to
distribute
one of my aunt's house on my mom's side.
Mm-hmm.
One of them would have a holiday.
Okay.
So I guess that's just kind of been carried down to our family. My immediate family. The cousins try and get together, but we all have such huge families that it's kind of hard to coordinate that. But it was definitely...
You have one child.
I know, but I have five.
Oh, insight into Nanny Waters. Five
I have a niece and four nephews and my uncle who is like 10 years older than me. He has two daughters that are in their teens, and we have a huge family.
That's awesome.
And I have a nephew who has a baby, so I'm a great aunt.
Oh.
Because I'm pretty awesome. Great.
That is. I bet. I'm an aunt. A great aunt.
I'm
whoa.
A great aunt. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
That's what happens when you spread out right. The babies.
Exactly.
People become great aunts at like 12.
Right. And my uncles. Sister's boyfriend has a kid, and, you know, we're now family with his brother and his daughter, and so we have a
that's
huge
good.
Family. Huge family.
I didn't have the huge family. I have the four of my family, me, my brother, my mom, and my dad, mm-hmm. and then my grandmother, who always hosted, and then every once in a while, my aunt, uncle, cousins, which were two, would join in. So it wasn't massive, but it was always at grandma's house.
Okay.
So when she passed away, it was like holidays just kind of went away.
Sure.
So this year I'm hosting.
I did hear that.
Which means the Thanksgiving recipe swap, which if you're following our blog on, I have it on Tumblr and I also have on Blogspot.
Mm-hmm.
Blogspot. I have shared all of the recipes that I've received and I'm actually cooking all of them.
Wow.
For my Thanksgiving.
You.
I know.
You
but
go, girl.
My counter is full. Like I have all of the dry ingredients very organized with the recipe.
I did see that.
I'm OCD.
That's okay. That's max. I mean, I always feel like when I'm in the kitchen, I underprepare. So then I have like these gunky hands and I forgot to get out a mixing bowl. So then I'm right. going to like wash off my hands or I'm trying to open up the cabinets with my elbows just to get this
right.
one piece that I could have gotten down pre-cooking. I don't know. It's a mess when I cook. But I'm envious. I mean.
It's been a planning in progress. Just I've taken the recipes one at a time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'll share them I've shared them on the blog. I'm going to prepare them to the best of my ability. If I mess something up, I'm sorry to the family that's coming over. And I will post pictures and my end results and taste tests. That's my plan.
Awesome. Yeah. Make sure you get everyone's face as they try.
As
every
they eat.
One.
Take a bite. Let me take a picture.
And then that way you can post the recipes right. and then the reactions.
All right, Woman Crush of the Week.
For you, yes.
For me, yes. Lisa Lillian. Have you heard of her?
No, but I Googled.
She is everywhere.
That's awesome.
She really is. I learned of her about 4 years ago. She is known as the Hungry Girl. And I
aren't
love her.
All?
What?
Aren't we all?
We are all hungry. And I think she is a genius. She has taken recipes that we all love that are horrible for us mm-hmm. and made like alternatives that are just as awesome.
That's awesome.
My favorite recipe of hers is it's an Alfredo. Instead of using regular pasta, she used shirataki noodles, which you can get at Vitamin Cottage. It's not made from like the pasta wheat and stuff
sure,
like that.
Yeah.
It's more of a plant base and it's like 120 calories per serving.
Oh wow.
So you take these shirataki noodles, you throw in a wedge of Laughing Cow Swiss cheese
nice.
And some fat-free sour cream. You microwave it because you don't have to cook these noodles. They're not raw.
They're
really.
Like al dente.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to rinse them off. You cook them in the microwave for like 3 minutes. You throw what?
I'm correcting myself in the head.
Yeah.
I'm like, al dente. Is that a word? Yeah, it's
yeah,
weird.
It is.
Sorry.
So you throw that in the microwave, and then you bring it out. You add Parmesan cheese and then, like, chicken that's cooked, and you have chicken Alfredo.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds
I
quick
love
and
her.
Easy. And
yes, it is. It's
healthy.
Super easy. So you go to her website, and she has, like, different takes on, like, certain recipes, and
wow.
If you subscribe to her newsletter by going to Hungry, I don't have her website right in front of my face. It's hungry-girl.com. Yes, that's it. Hungry-girl.com. I knew it wasn't just hungrygirl.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to that website, you can subscribe to her newsletter and you get updates on a daily or weekly basis. And she has all these recipes, ideas. And
that's
at
awesome.
One point I was like saving every freaking email she sent me. And I was like, my inbox is going to overload.
Oh,
so
sure.
I just go to her website all the time.
That's
and she is a New York Times bestselling author because she has released all of these cookbooks that give you these recipes that you can get outside of her website.
Awesome.
Let's see. She's founder of www.hungry-girl.com. She has the free daily email service, which I do subscribe to. She has more than 1 million fans. She just came out with the Hungry Girl Diet last year, and I have to say that I participated in the trial for that. Mm-hmm. Like, before it was released, mm-hmm. you could sign up, and they sent you all the information. You went through the diet, but I suck at diets, so I didn't lose but 2 pounds on the diet. But I didn't follow the recipes like I should have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard, I think. When you have, it's so funny, I feel like when I am dieting, I'm on this kick of, I got to find alternative ways
right.
to, you know, find healthy, nutritious meals. Yes. And then I'm probably maybe a week into it and I'm just done.
You're like, what? No. Right. Yeah, I'm the same way. Give me 3 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm like, oh, it's the weekend.
Exactly.
It's Friday Eve, and then it's Friday, and then it's Saturday, and then it's Sunday.
Exactly.
That's the whole weekend in
You're
my
like,
head.
Oh, I'll start over again on
right.
Monday.
She has a television show on the Food Network and the Cooking Channel, and she is the queen of tips and tricks when it comes to eating healthier. The best quote that I found was, being a person who likes gossip, now I gossip about guilt-free food. The secret is not to deprive yourself. If you want pizza or chocolate, there's always a guilt-free alternative out there. And that's her motto, and you can find it on her website.
Nice. I think she's my new woman crush.
Yeah.
The week.
I'm obsessed with her, and I have to, like, contain myself. And sometimes I just don't look at her emails because I'm afraid I'm just going to jump in and not get anything done for the day. Because then I'll start this whole, like, massive life-changing plan, and then I get 2 days later and I drop it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm not good at committing.
I
have great intentions.
Yeah, absolutely. As we all do. I mean, we all look at ourselves and wish that we could be a healthier version of ourselves.
Right.
I feel, anyway.
Right.
So
now it is time for the Hollywood happenings. What do you have anything?
Hollywood happenings.
Let me start with mine while you think.
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
Yeah. All right. So the sexiest man alive for this year was named, and I was super excited. I might have something to do with the new movie that was released, but because they're related. No. Okay. Chris Hemsworth is the sexiest man alive, according to People magazine. Now, previous sexy men alive were Matthew McConaughey, George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Adam Levine, I think, was one.
No.
Thank you. I think Chris Hemsworth is adorable.
His
brother, absolutely. Who I can't think of his first
Liam.
Name. Thank you. Mm-hmm. He's in The Hunger Games, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
That movie. I'm like, what are you
yes.
talking about?
So, Chris Hemsworth was Thor.
Right.
And I've always thought he looked like a young Brad Pitt.
Huh.
Do you see it? Think about it?
Yeah, I could see that. He's pretty attractive, I think.
Oh,
so.
He is a beautiful man.
Yeah.
And his brother is just as attractive, even
sure.
though he dated Miley for a minute. And they were engaged
we all have
for like
those
a half a second.
Relationships where we're like,
what the
thinking?
Heck? And just he just had the latest Hunger Games came out this last weekend. Everyone was talking about.
Yeah, I saw a couple of people on my news feed talking about how they ditched work to go.
Watch it. That's crazy. I'll wait.
I've never started the series.
I just watched the second one this last weekend on Netflix.
Nice.
I watched the first one because I did read the first book mm-hmm. before the first one came out, and I was like, okay. But then I started to read the second one, and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
But then when I watched the second movie, I was like, oh, this is much better on a movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I'm super excited about the movie, but not enough to go ditch work for it.
I gotcha.
But I am excited for the movie Cinderella.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should all take a day off of work and go as women.
That's funny.
We could bring your daughters.
Daughter.
I know, but, like, the listeners, like, we could all...
Oh, I got
I don't
you.
Have
I'm
a
like,
daughter. So,
I don't have more than one,
right.
Janet.
We could all bring the kids that are in our lives,
sure.
like my goddaughter and her mom, and I think we should totally, like, go one day.
Yeah.
Maybe
that,
a
that
Sunday.
That would be fun. I like... That's all that I see anymore are just movies for kids.
It's been 65 years since Disney released Cinderella. Did you realize that? Because I didn't.
No.
It's one of my all-time... It was one of my first favorite movies, was Cinderella. on repeat.
Sure.
I wanted animal friends.
I liked Gus Gus. He was cute.
So cute. Yeah. With the pearls on his tail.
Every day. Oh, not every day, but when I'm at work, uh-huh. I'll have boxes and boxes in my hand, and I'm like, look, I'm Gus Gus. Nobody gets the reference at all.
I love that movie. And I feel like there's been attempts to recreate it with, like, there was Ever After with Drew Barrymore. It was probably in, like, 1997. It was good.
Was that about it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I know there was one with Hilary Duff in it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think this one is going to be the recreation.
Nice.
I don't know why.
I like...
Maybe it's the marketing of the silver slipper or the glass slipper. Have you seen the, like, first trailer that came out?
No,
I'm sitting in a movie, prepared to watch a movie, and this trailer comes out, and it just shows a glass slipper, and I was like, Steve, shot Cinderella. That's Cinderella's shoe. What's going on? And this was like 3-4 months ago. Uh-huh. Nobody had told me there was a new Cinderella movie. And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then it said March 2015. I was like, they're coming out with a new Cinderella. Oh my God.
Did you squeal?
A little bit. Ah! Yeah, it was like a 10 o'clock at night movie. No one else was in the theater. Oh, it was like we were.
You should have.
Yeah.
Should have got up and danced.
And they just released the trailer for the new Cinderella. So I'll post the link on our Facebook page. But super exciting. So who's your all-time favorite Disney princess?
I would say I liked Princess Aurora a lot. And I think it's more so.
I've heard that.
Because I watched the movie less than I watched all the other Disney movies.
Okay.
So
Frozen?
Are
you sick of Frozen as a mother?
Well, I mean, I've only watched it maybe once or twice.
Wow, you got off pretty scot-free compared to my other mama friends.
We have a TV downstairs.
Oh, nice.
And so she'll go and watch it down there. But I think I just got annoyed with the song.
I love Let It Go. I sing it to myself at work. When people frustrate me, I'm like, let it go, let it go.
Nice. Yeah, I watched too many YouTube videos of different renditions from several millions of people around the world. You know, my daughter's like,
YouTube will
listen.
Do that too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, if you like this one, you should watch this one, you know.
Right.
But, yeah, I think Princess Aurora or The Sleeping Beauty, because it was one of those that I didn't watch very often as a young kid. So she was more... of a rarity.
Right.
And I didn't, like, burn myself out watching it.
I think my second favorite was Ariel.
Ariel was huge when I was little.
And I hear they might be coming out with another.
I thought they already came out with.
They came out with a before.
And a prequel. Oh, and then.
Did they already come out with an after?
They had, yeah, because I think they had a daughter.
Maybe I missed it. Because I don't have a little girl in my life consistently. I'm only, like, subject to minimal exposure to what's happening. So your daughter should, like, write down what's going on in the world, in her opinion, so I know what's going on.
That would be pretty funny.
That would be an awesome blog. You could just type what she says.
And type it as she writes
yes.
it. Like,
yes,
exact,
yes.
Spell it exactly yes. how she spells it. She's so funny.
So what I want to go over with now, we have Thanksgiving
yes.
in 2 days. My counter is Yay. Full of food that's going to be prepared. And what does my brain go to? The calories that I'm going to consume.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been, like, hitting the gym a little bit extra this week. I've been, like, eating the salads and the vegetables, not hitting the brownie brittle as much.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. So I found this on Hungry Girl's website. So circle back around Hungry Girl.
Cool.
Tips for maintaining 20 to 25 pounds of weight loss. So 12 years ago. She lost 20 to 25 pounds compared to what she is today
wow.
using the methods that she promotes,
sure.
the alternative foods. So she came out with tips for maintaining that weight loss. So I find that if you do this, okay, Thanksgiving's kind of a free-for-all, but beyond that, before
right.
and after, mm-hmm. let's focus on being good.
Right.
I don't think we'll be as mad at ourselves at the end of the year.
Well, I guess... Like, I went through a 40-pound weight loss.
I didn't know that about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I gained a lot of weight with my pregnancy and kept
okay,
it well, on for a little while.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
Finally I told myself, You gotta get healthy. Be sexy again. Especially in my 20s, you know? Why be unhappy and just feel not happy with myself? So
I did something very similar when I was 26.
And it just...
I went to the doctor and they're like, you're technically obese. And I was like...
No, I'm not.
So it lost 30 pounds. But but 40, wow.
So intense. I guess...
What was your secret?
Well, the one thing that I was always... I guess that always stayed with me. I read it in an article. When you have those cravings, if you fall off the wagon, the most important thing is just to get right back on.
So and that's kind of like her rule with the 80-20 thing. 80% of the time, make good choices.
Mm-hmm.
20% of the time,
right.
You're going to have those slips.
Oh, yeah.
But don't hate yourself. It doesn't mean like you're doing salads, doing good, and then all of a sudden you eat some ice cream that you probably shouldn't have. Doesn't mean that you go back to the burgers, fries, and Frosties.
Exactly.
It's the 80-20 rule. And that is one of the things that she says.
Yeah, it's just, it's moderation.
It is.
And I don't know if we were going to cover this, but there is an app out there that I kept track of my food with.
What do you use?
It was called MyFitnessPal.
Yes, I tried that, and it yells at me when I don't put stuff in, and it frustrates me. I don't like being told what to do.
Oh, well, I think you just have to turn off the notifications. Feed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I loved it because I could scan in just about anything.
The barcodes.
Sometimes I would have to just add it in myself, which was probably helpful for other people using the app, you know, because I think it was a collective thing.
Right. And now when you, if you try and log in and use it now, I haven't found a barcode. I tried it like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I went through the MyFitnessPal app again. Yeah. And there wasn't a barcode that I tried that it didn't know. And I remember a couple of years ago when I used it. It was kind of like touch and go.
Right. I think it's just been
probably because Natty was entering all of this food.
And I used to be so good at, well, I think I was a little obsessive about it.
Right.
In terms of actually going on to, like if I went out to eat, like Chipotle, I would go on and get the sodium milligrams and
fat
content. Well, I was just...
I didn't realize how many carbs I was eating because all these veggies, I'm eating veggies.
When they put it on a pie chart,
it makes me feel so guilty. Yes. Like, how do you,
but if you
do
think
the Atkins
about
thing?
It,
I don't even know how I would do the Atkins.
I did that last year and it was hard because...
I think it messes with your brain.
Oh, yeah. I broke up with bread and that was my main thing. You know, like, we had this on and off relationship, and it was so mean to me.
Do you still? Have you broken up completely with bread?
No.
Oh, I'm like, how?
Bread is my mistress. Mister.
Yeah. She likes boys. Wow.
But yeah. So I don't, I think we all just kind of have to find
our own happy medium.
Works for ourselves, and yeah.
So these are her tips. So first of all, keep moving. Find time to exercise. You don't have to go to the gym to exercise. She said that she walks no less than 15,000 steps every day. So I think a pedometer is a great investment.
Absolutely.
And I think the new iPhone like has that health app that does something.
I don't quite
understand. I looked at it and I don't understand what's happening.
I haven't tried it out, but I think it does. I think there is a pedometer in it.
Yes.
But I mean, if you have the option, I always take the stairs.
Right.
You know, if there's an elevator, if there's stairs, I usually try to do the stairs.
What my grandmother used to do was at Walmart. She went there frequently. Mm-hmm. She would park very last space and walk. And it annoyed the heck out of me when I went with her. I was like, I'm so lazy.
Right.
Why am I fat?
Right. Well, there for a while, too, I would get out of the grocery store, unload my groceries, and then walk the cart back in.
That's a little secret. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it just kind of helped me feel better about myself, just putting in
all the food you just bought.
Right, or, you know, maybe I had a slip during the day.
Right.
I could make up for it with those couple of extra steps at the grocery store.
Right, every step adds up. Another thing is order smart. Learning how to read a menu and not being afraid to special order is important. There's always a better for you option. If you go to the hungry-girl.com website, they have like ordering tips when it comes to popular restaurants.
Sure.
And I find that to be awesome. Like even like Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Which I love Taco Bell.
Well, the nice thing too about restaurants lately are they are
they're all kind of catering
to that now,
like the under 500 calorie.
Yeah, the lighter side menu or whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's always a good go to if you're in a pinch of going out to eat.
Right, and you never want to be starving, so it's always a good idea to pack emergency snacks. Mm-hmm. Blue diamond, blue something. They have these packages of almonds. If you go to the nut aisle, they have them. They have like vanilla flavored, cinnamon flavored almonds.
Oh yeah.
And they're just like 100 calorie packets. I keep one in my purse at all times.
Absolutely.
Because one, it's great energy source, almonds are.
Protein.
And two, like I have that snack so that I'm not like, I'm starving, McDonald's dollar menu.
Right.
I used to be a sucker for that dollar menu.
You know what?
Double cheeseburger, ketchup only.
Oh, I know. I try not to go to any fast food. If I do, it's like Chipotle or something that has a healthier side. But there's also these P3s in the section by the...
I've seen them. What are they?
What are they by? They're by the Lunchables.
Yes, I've seen them. What are they?
So there's cheese, sliced up deli meat, like cubed deli meat. Right. And then there's almonds or peanuts or cashews.
So that's a lot of protein.
Yeah. So it's a good snack pack if you're...
Three things of protein.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're on the go, I love to grab those because we all eat them. My daughter eats them. Mm-hmm. I'll eat them. My husband eats them. It's a good snack to have just for the middle of the day. You need something.
Right.
Eat it.
Good tip. Again, the 80-20 rule, 80% good, moderation, 20% can slip a little. Sure. Drink lots of water. I bought my Camelback 3 months ago, I want to say, and mm-hmm. it never leaves my side. Like, there's typically some lipstick around it, and I clean it every night. But there's typically lipstick around the little spout where I drink out of, because it is constant. Like, any meeting I go to, it's with me.
Sure.
And I started adding liquid mint to it.
Okay.
Because I don't like the taste of the lack of taste that comes with water, I guess.
Sure.
I tried fruits. I tried adding cucumber. It wasn't really working.
Like the infusion waters?
Right.
Okay.
But I found in the baking aisle near the vanilla, there's liquid mint.
Oh, nice.
Because I tried the mint leaf, and it wouldn't grow fast enough. I was like, I need more mint. And so I got the liquid mint, and I love it.
Nice.
So drink lots of water. Keep a food journal. That's like we can do with MyFitnessPal.
Electronically, it's
mm-hmm.
easy. It's right there.
It is. And it helps you plan ahead. Like when I do MyFitnessPal, like the next day, I'll plan my meals and scan everything.
Yeah.
So I know that if there's any wiggle room at all, I can be like, oh, I can have like a little treat because I have a little bit of extra calories.
Exactly. Well, and the nice thing about that app too is you can record your exercise.
Yes.
So
it takes away those calories.
Exactly. So, like I mean, I don't know if that was a good thing or a downfall.
I know.
But it did make me feel good that, you know, I could put in, and it probably wasn't exact science of how many calories you were burning, but it just to see how much you were actually, like even taking a walk, you know, like it makes you think that if you are actively doing something, it helps burn calories.
Right.
It's and nice if to have
you
that.
Can connect with people, like your friends on that app, and that'll keep you accountable.
Right.
If you're like,
I haven't had any like super bad friends, but I have a friend who told me about a nightmare story with a girl that followed her at the gym, like followed her account and was like, I can't believe you ate that. And
are you kidding me?
And I don't know if it was a joking term. That's not a girl to girl. I know.
That's pulling you down.
Unless it's like personal trainer. I don't know. But I haven't had those.
Witches are mean. Witches are mean. So for more great tips, go to hungry-girl.com. Again, that should be probably the title of our podcast because we've been talking about Hungry Girl forever.
I know. Maybe we should have her.
I'm kind of obsessed. Yes, that would be awesome. Natty, work on that.
All right.
It's your assignment.
I'm going to have to get with her agent.
Yes. All right. So we have a concert ticket giveaway, which we have never done before.
Very cool.
I'm very excited. Again, it's country music. John Party. Have you heard of him, Natty Waters?
No, but it sounds like Party.
He is. He's pretty awesome. You should find him on YouTube. He's going to be at the Grizzly Rose here in Denver on December 12th.
Awesome.
And I've got two tickets to give away. If you've never been to the Grizzly Rose, it's general admission. There's no assigned seating. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The opening band typically starts about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and then the headliner, which in this case would be John Party, goes on about 9:30 or 10. They have a grill there where you can order food, which has an awesome menu. The French fries are my favorite in the whole entire world. But John Party, December 12th, and this is how you win. You got to listen.
All right.
So I have two tickets. It's general admission. All you have to do is send me an email to twogirlsinabottleofwine.com or at gmail.com. So it's TWOGIRLS and a bottle of wine at gmail.com. It's very easy.
So start sending those emails.
Right. And I'll have a drawing for a winner, and I'll announce the winner on December 2nd's show.
Yay!
So in 2 weeks. And so that'll be a lot of fun. Two free tickets, and I'll send them to you via email if you are the winner, and it should be a lot of fun.
That's exciting.
It's kind of a break from the holiday madness, was my thought.
Yeah. Whether or not... I've been to country shows. Mm-hmm. I think the last one I went to, like at a bar scene like that, probably the only one. I don't know. Okay. So I think it's the Eli
Youngbin!
Yeah, I saw them
Boulder?
Toby Keith's.
I was there.
Was it
sold out?
A while ago.
Was it sold out?
Probably.
Was it packed? Was it their CD release party?
Yeah.
So many questions for Natty Waters.
I think so.
I was there.
2 years ago,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, Steve and I were there because I love the Eli Young Band, but I don't like crowds, so I was in the sound booth.
Oh, were you?
His friend was the sound guy, and I was like,
this is so you were behind the band playing?
Yeah. Oh. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the crowd.
That was insane.
That was one of my husband's favorite bands at the time.
Wow.
Or I think his sister, I don't know. They had a connection somehow. And I got dragged along, which I had fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think live shows are just awesome.
They are. I love live music. I almost went to a rock show, a hardcore rock show at the Ogden in October by myself, but I thought better because I've only been to country shows, and I don't know what those crowds are like. Country shows are so chill.
Yeah,
you got some good old boys drinking beer.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, the good old boys get in arguments, and they want to hit each other.
Sure.
But they don't typically involve women.
I mean, rock shows, usually you just got to stay away from the very front, which is the...
Mosh pit
area.
Yes.
Which I used to... when I was younger. Oh, yeah. That was so much fun. My
good exercise.
Teen days.
Yeah.
What was the concert? Just out of curiosity.
Taylor Monson's band. What is it called?
No, I don't know who that
is. Yes, you do. I bet you do.
Monson.
She was on Gossip Girl. She was the blonde. I have to Google it right now because...
Taylor Monson.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Is that who Betty Lou or Cindy Lou Who?
Huh?
The girl from The Grinch who played
Cindy
Lou Who.
I don't know
Lou
who played
who
her. No,
has
did
a
she?
Band now.
It's called The Pretty Reckless. I kept wanting to say Pretty Little Liars. The band is called Pretty Reckless.
Hmm.
And I really like their Heaven Knows and Going to Hell songs. I know. Horrible. Totally opposite of Taylor Swift. But I love their album, their last album. And I was like, oh, they're coming to Denver. And I almost bought a ticket. Steve was going to be out of town. And I'm glad I didn't because I don't think it would be my scene.
Yeah. Well, it's always nice to kind of go up. That's something out of your element.
But you should have a buddy.
I really don't think you would have been swept away in the crowd or anything. But
you're right.
I mean, you could always observe from,
I feel like a
where was
a
it at?
Security, the Ogden.
Yeah, you could have just
general
hung out.
General admission.
You could have hung out in the area by the bar. I just went to a show there last month.
Who did
month.
You see?
Interpol. They're an alternative rock band.
Yeah. Okay. I'll check them out.
Very mellow show. Very good.
Yeah, see, she screams and she like, rah. I saw her on the iHeartRadio concert and I was like, oh, I want to see that live. Yeah. But
you should. I always next try, time. You know, whenever
I push the limits, right?
Yeah.
That's what I should always be doing so I don't get stuck.
Right. Especially if it's someone you want to see because you don't really know if they're going to break up. Someone's right. going to pass on to the right. next life. Just go.
Come on, Natty. I don't You're mean, making me feel super guilty all I'm of a sudden. Don't be dying, Taylor Monson.
I'm not saying that. I didn't mean to put that on
you
her.
You did. Oh, you threw it out there.
I didn't mean to say that. But I just, you know, if you ever have the opportunity to go and do something that you haven't like, done. Like you actually want and, you know, you bring it
up
to yourself.
I'm usually really good about doing that. Yeah. Like I did the whole ziplining thing by myself for the birthday.
Awesome.
And I'm always good. Like I'm kind of actually better doing things solo just in case. Because I'm always worried about other people not having fun. So if I do it okay. solo, I'm like, who cares? I'm having fun. And there if I'm not, I can leave.
Okay. Yeah? I get what you're saying. Because yeah. you feel like you have to entertain people.
Yeah. Yes. I'm kind of the
I know exactly.
Want to make everyone else happy.
Yes.
It's a problem. All right. Oh,
the problems in the world.
So if you want to win tickets to John Party at the Grizzly Rose, the infamous Grizzly Rose, or world famous, I guess infamous is a bad word, world famous Grizzly Rose, send me an email at twogirlsandabottleofwine@gmail.com. It's all spelled out. Follow us on Twitter at @2girlsandwine. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. I don't post Tumblr. A lot of pictures. We're on Tumblr. We're on Blogspot. Blogspot. Why do I keep wanting to say splat?
Splat?
Splat. Blogspot. And you can listen to us on iHeartRadio, Podbean, Spreaker, iTunes. I'm missing one. It's all listed on our blog.
Yeah.
I have all the
Follow
links there.
The blog.
Yeah. And I do want to thank you for say a big thank you to PK and DK. They have been listening to our show and they sent
exciting.
Me a tweet today asking when our next show was and I was like, "Well, it's tonight. Stay tuned."
Awesome.
So, I'm going to edit this, post it, and we'll get it up in the next hour.
Sounds great.
Thank you so much, Natty Waters. We're going to have you back
soon.
In a couple weeks.
Yeah, I
actually.
Think
like the second week of December.
Beginning, yeah.
Yeah. Mid.
So, yeah, I'm excited. This Yay. Was fun.
All right. You guys have a great week. Have a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week with Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Bye.
Bye.